Our esteemed dreamers have discovered yet another island floating in the sky. As they were exploring the island, suddenly another Zeppelin appeared. As it drew closer, they realized it was Andola, the mechanical plant woman Jack and Mojo had encountered on their previous voyage.
Captain, are you saying Andola hand-built her own little Zeppelin?
Oh, she is quite clever, is she not?
Oh, yeah, she's that all right.
Well, there's a lot of places to hide on this island, and I think it's time I find them all.
Captain, can you see? Is she armed?
I do not see weaponry. Of course, it may be hidden within her foliage.
Oh, it looks like she's got her leaves back out again.
Why do I feel like I'm being stalked by a big bush?
I will speak with Andola.
Give her my regards, okay? Mojo, what are you doing?
I'm looking in the captain's toolbox to see if there's a wrench here that'll fit Andola.
You're gonna threaten her with a pipe wrench?
Maybe she's got a loose nut somewhere.
Andola will not harm you.
You two have a protector, yeah?
Looks like her baby Zeppelin is about to settle down on the island.
Say, Captain, do you think she saw the Illuminato and decided to build her own?
Oh, she's a remarkable woman, eine Superfrau.
Yeah, Superfrau.
Yeah, she was created by one of the greatest scientists of all time, Dr. Werner von Falkenstein.
I remember him well.
Man, that mechanical plant woman tried to turn me into a tree.
Look, Claudine is greeting Andola like an old friend, yeah?
Yeah, women. What can you do?
You know, I don't think any of these tools are going to work as a key. Those automata have a kind of a gear shape with a lot of tiny teeth. It's going to take a special custom-made key.
Oh, there's bound to be keys on the island somewhere.
Jack, Mojo, it's all right. Andola has not come for you.
She was just out sailing around and happened to bump into us?
She holds no grudge. Come say hello.
Mojo?
No, I'm not getting within reach of no mechanical plant woman.
Jack, come on, it's all right.
Captain.
Oh, Andola and I have met before. I do not fear her.
She's a lot bigger when you're up closer.
Jack?
Coming. Well, she hasn't come here looking for us. Why is she here?
Andola has senses that we do not. Her neurological system is that of a plant.
So you don't feel she's Falkenstein's monster?
Oh, no. She is Dr. von Falkenstein's masterpiece. The first successful interface of plant and machine.
Andola would like to say hello.
Hi.
Herr Flanders, will Herr Mojo not join us?
Eventually. And just Jack will do.
Are you ready for your penance?
Oh, God, not again.
But Andola, you
that
said...
That was a joke. All is forgiven. You have served your penance.
Hey, Mojo, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. We got served, all right.
Andola, I see that you have built yourself a baby Zeppelinchen, yeah?
Yeah, Herr Capitan. I was inspired by your great airship.
May I inspect your baby Zeppelinchen?
Of course, but there is room but for one.
It does look like a flying football.
Ah, Herr Mojo, we meet again.
Last time we met, I was growing walnuts.
You and Herr Flanders made very handsome trees. Do you agree, Claudine?
They were indeed, yes.
Andola, what did you actually plan to do with us? Plant us out on your patio or something?
It was your penance. Are you now not more plant compassionate?
Well, yeah, maybe a little.
No, man. Say a lot. You don't want a booster shot.
Actually, I feel an immense amount of plant compassion.
And you, Herr Mojo.
Brimming over.
Good. Balance is now restored.
Oh, what a splendid little ship, Andola. Tell me, why are you here?
I will explain, but darkness is descending. You must regenerate, yeah?
Do you sleep in your baby Zeppelinchen?
I do not sleep. I do not dream. I am not like you.
You can say that again.
We are friends now, are we not?
No, of course we are.
Oh, yeah. High five.
High five?
Andola, it is a celebratory hand gesture that occurs when two people simultaneously raise one hand and slap the flat of their palm against the palm of their partner.
Yeah, like so. Mojo?
We mean that kind of palm. not the tree kind.
Slap two palm trees together? No, no.
I bet she could do that.
Andora, may I give you a tour of the Illuminato?
Will she fit in the basket?
Of course, but separate.
You think this is wise?
The mechanical plant woman has shown no aggression, Flanders.
If you say so.
And so Jack, Mojo, Claudine, and the captain climb into the wicker basket and are drawn up to the Zeppelin moored above the city. The basket descends, and Dola steps in, and shortly after, she joins the group upon the great airship.
Did you see the passengers? They finally noticed us.
Well, Andola certainly does stand out. Hmm.
They never seem to see me, but they sure see her.
Andola, let me introduce you to the Contessa Illuminato.
I am pleased to meet you, Andola.
Contessa?
Captain Von Bombom has praised the brilliance of your creator, Dr. Werner von Falkenstein.
Herr von Falkenstein was a great man.
Let's get some bubbly. I'll drink to that.
And champagne, of course.
We will toast Dr. von Falkenstein.
Here you go.
May I?
You drink champagne?
I have always wanted to taste champagne.
This may prove interesting.
Oh, yeah. A drunken mechanical woman running amok.
To Herr Dr. Werner von Falkenstein, and to her doctor's greatest creation, Fräulein Andola von Falkenstein. Zum Wohl!
A votre santé.
Ching ching.
Ujiwawa.
Fräulein von Falkenstein?
Jack, tell me about the automata that you have discovered.
Well, they're life-size mechanical figures. They wind up, though we haven't found a key yet, and by the looks of it, they once actually walked around this city.
But what was their purpose?
Well, maybe whoever built this giant clock just wanted company.
It was merely for their entertainment.
Well, you know, in history, there used to be mechanical theaters.
True. There was a mechanical theater in the gardens of Heilbronn, near Salzburg, Austria. It contained over 100 hydraulically operated figures.
In the Middle Ages, master clockmakers built many mechanical figures.
You know our history?
Of course. I am a von Falkenstein.
Yeah. Zum Wohl.
A votre santé.
Ujiwawa.
Fräulein von Falkenstein?
You know, one of the oldest examples of automata is the 700-year-old astronomical clock of Prague.
Yeah. When the clock tower chimes the hour, a skeleton holding an hourglass rings a bell, and a Turk draws his sword. A door in the clock tower opens to reveal a series of animated figures that move across the top of the clock.
The astronomical clock was so amazing, people thought it was a magical device.
The townspeople were so proud of their magic clock, they made certain the clockmaker would never build another like it.
What did they do?
The burghers rewarded the clockmaker by putting out his eyes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and a few years later, the clock broke down, but no one knew how to fix it.
The astronomical clock remained silent for the next 300 years.
Well, let that be a lesson.
Ah, do you know the most famous automaton of all?
No, who is that?
The Turkish chess player.
Oh, man, I heard about him.
It was built in 1769 by Baron Wolfgang von Kempelen.
Baron von Kempelen served as counselor on mechanics to Empress Maria Theresa. One evening, there was an elaborate performance of clockwork toys. The Baron was not impressed. He bragged that he could build a clockwork automaton with intelligence.
The Empress said, then build one if you can.
The Baron worked on his invention for many months. And finally, he was ready to present it in court. It was an automaton chess player dressed as a Turk.
The incredible thinking machine fooled all the greatest minds of Europe.
The Turk was seated behind a cabinet. The front of the cabinet opened to reveal the inner workings. It was filled with mechanical gears. When the machine was wound up, the Turk came to life. He would move his eyes, turn his head, and with slow, jerking movements, pick up a chess piece and move it to another position on the board. In this way, the automaton was able to play a game of chess against a human opponent.
The courtiers were delighted. Baron von Kempelen became world famous.
The Turk played chess with Napoleon, Catherine the Great, and even your Ben Franklin, and he beat them all.
This really happened?
Yes, it is all true.
You know, I read about the Turk. The chess player's gears were fake. They were meant merely for show.
A little guy, a very good chess player, was hidden inside the cabinet.
And no one knew this?
No. The cabinet was divided into separate compartments. When the Baron opened the doors on the front of the machine to prove to the audience there was no one inside, the small person would twist and contort to hide himself in a different part of the box.
Yeah. When the chess player was wound up, the person inside the box would crawl up into the body of the Turk and move the head and arms, just like a puppet.
Yes, and the Turk would magically spring to life and begin to play a game of chess.
And if you try to cheat, he would sweep the pieces off the board.
Oh, man, that Baron, he was good.
How many games of chess did the Turk win?
Oh, we do not know.
Too bad. I would have liked to play him.